This is the Latham Report, a weekly journal of news and views from Iowa Congressman Tom Latham.
I recently held my first annual Youth Leadership Conference, where I was able to spend the day with 40 of the most promising students from around the 4th Congressional District. One of the things we teach them is the following concept: mean what you say and say what you mean. One such example is when we tell dedicated veterans and members of America's Armed Forces that the government will help them with their education goals, we should mean it. One piece of legislation I've co-sponsored in Congress that backs up our pledge of providing access to higher education is known as the Post-9/11 Veterans Education Assistance Act. The bill modernizes and increases the benefits available to veterans to address the reality of rising tuition costs and the increased deployment of the National Guard and Reserve units. It supports the fact that no one has done more to secure our freedom than our veterans and military personnel. And the American people, as well as the United States House of Representatives, have a solemn obligation to ensure our veterans receive the benefits they deserve, especially when those benefits allow them to achieve their educational goals in life. More specifically, the Post-9/11 Veterans Education Assistance Act would increase educational benefits available to all members of the military who have served on active duty since September 11, 2001, including reservists and members of the National Guard. To qualify, veterans must have served at least 3 months of qualified active duty beginning on or after September 11, 2001. The bill would also allow veterans currently pursuing an approved program of education to receive payments to cover the cost of the program in which they are currently enrolled. These payments would cover up to the cost of the most expensive in-state public tuition. The act also creates a new program in which the government will agree to match, dollar for dollar, any voluntary additional contributions to veterans from institutions whose tuition is more expensive than the maximum educational assistance provided under the post-9/11 GI Bill. And last but not least, the bill allows veterans up to 15 years after they leave active duty to use their educational assistance entitlements. This is 5 more years than they currently have under the present GI Bill. America owes a debt of honor to every veteran for safeguarding freedom and democracy around the world. I'll continue to work with my fellow members of Congress in both parties to do all we can to enact this bill into law.
You have been listening to the Latham Report with Iowa Congressman Tom Latham. Contact Congressman Latham with your questions and opinions by calling toll-free 1-866-428-5642 or on the web at www.tomlatham.house.gov.